Drew Carrier's emotional farewell to ex-fiancée Amy Harwick, "She didn't deserve to die like this." By Warner Todd Houston on February 25, 2020. The Price is Right host and comedian Drew Carey opened up in a tearful tribute about his relationship with the late Hollywood therapist and his ex-fiancée Amy Harwick. Carey delivered his tribute during the Friday broadcast of his SiriusXM show, Drew Carey's Friday Night Freakout. Harwick was found dead outside her apartment building on February 15, and a police investigation maintained that she had been thrown off her third-story balcony. Officers arrested the victim's one-time boyfriend, Gareth Pursehouse, 41, against whom she had taken out a restraining order that recently lapsed. Police say Pursehouse strangled Harwick and threw her off the balcony. "Back in September 2018, I was in a beautiful, great, best relationship of my life with a woman named Amy Harwick," Carey said of his relationship with the victim. "She was a sex therapist and mental health advocate. She had a PhD and a master's degree. And she was beautiful and fun, and cared deeply about people and improving their lives and was just a joy to be around. I was so in love with her." The game show host added that he is so broken up about her gruesome death. "Even after we broke up, we still loved each other very much," he continued. "Even though we broke up the engagement, I was still so in love with her. And she loved me back," Carey explained. "I could never hear these songs again without thinking of her. I loved her very much." The Let's Make a Deal host had assembled a playlist of Harwick's favorite songs to play for his audience. He added that Harwick was a beautiful person who didn't deserve to die like she did, before playing the songs that included Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Rascal's A Girl Like You, and Three Dog Night's old-fashioned love song. "We would sing the words in each other's ears. We would hold each other and dance in the kitchen to it and slow dance in the bathroom to it. And the office, living room or where we were," Carey added. "I would hold her, and we would hold hands in the car and listen to it. We would sing to each other," he said. "All these songs were so important to us, and I want to play them for you, so you can hear how much we loved each other through these songs." Carey wrapped up his tribute, noting that he has decided to take more time off from taping his game show to deal with his grief, saying he is in no position to work or entertain anybody right now. "But I wanted to get this set out there for her and just put it out there how I loved her," the TV star concluded. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.